The Alaska Music Spotlight on KMBA is sponsored by The Taproot in Spinard, bringing to Anchorage live music from Alaskan artists and nationally touring bands. See their weekly live music calendar at taprootalaska.com. It's 5:36, the Alaska Music Spotlight every Friday. Not always in the sunshine, but we got a little bit of that today, and that's some good news. It's where we spotlight the Alaskan artists on the radio every week, and we are happy to really be bringing the best to you. We had a fun time at the Taproot Fall Music Festival last weekend. That was great. And today we get a special treat, live in studio session with Milo Matthews. Milo has come into KNBA, and even though we often see Milo outside out on the on his gigs as creating his own rhythm section, creating his own sound, kind of as a one-man band, he's had years of really helping other Alaskan artists produce and record music. So welcome a very veteran artist to the KMBA studios. We're glad to finally have you in here new facility here.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And where are you off to next? Because I know we're kind of in scramble mode. We set up all the gear, and I know you've got a gig tonight down in Girdwood.
Yeah, I'll be playing at the Silver Tip from 8 to 11, giving up the jams. Beginning of the tour was at it started in Girdwood, and now it's going to end in Girdwood. This is actually my last round of being in Alaska, and it's off to Hawaii and back to Germany and also back on the road on the main lower 48 mainland.
Over to Germany as well.
Yeah, I just came from Germany. I spent the summer there.
Yeah. But you had come back this spring, hadn't you?
Yeah,
spring of
it was
2016.
Like early March, I think.
And how many years ago was it that you took off to Hawaii? It seems like it was about maybe 3 years ago, 4 years?
Yeah.
About that.
Yeah, it's about 4 years
now. So Milo Matthews, the visual I always have is Homer and Girdwood and the artist who's got a studio that all the local musicians wanted to go and record at.
Yeah.
And you really have put together some of those veteran artists. Who are some of the folks that you recall working with as Alaskans back in the day, and who are you working with now?
Right now, let's see. I did Nellie Clay's first album. That was really good. I did some slight stuff with people in Girdwood, Lannis Drake, Julia, and a lot of people in Homer. A whole bunch of people. I can't think right now.
So if you know Alaskan music, then you've probably been touched by the work of Milo Matthews, and we're again happy to have you here. We'll talk more about who you're working with now, but since you got your gear all plugged in, and this is a first, we don't usually have a plug-in for instruments, but we figured something out. We got things going, and we'd love to hear some live music from you for the drive home. What you got?
Right on. This one's from the latest album from Ascension. This one's called Integrity Bell.
Sounding just a little on the quiet side, isn't it? Now it's a little better.
Tell. I'm going back on your words, spilling lies just like an oil well. I can't say I've never been there, but it's been a while since I've driven that road. So I'm gonna go with integrity, even Texas Morgan's got a cold. And when I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. When I decide to commit, I go through with it. Hearts will shrink when an ego swells. Everybody ring your integrity bell. It's so tiring saying yes when you really don't know. So why to tell me what's really going on, so in this boat we can stay afloat. Every moment is a chance to turn it all around. Integrity can be the vessel in the sea of knowledge to take us around and around. Begin again, yeah. Again, oh, begin again. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. When I decide to commit, I go through it. Cause I don't wanna put my heart in something. Everybody ring your integrity bell. You know hearts will shrink when that ego swells. Everybody ring your integrity bell. Love with integrity, yeah. Living my life with integrity, yeah. Swimming around with integrity, yeah. Everybody ring your integrity bell. Everybody ring your integrity bell.
Milo Matthews live in studio at 90.3 KNBA. He is here with his gear, and it is all plugged in, and it's kind of a new experience for us. It's just so used to having the acoustic music of Alaska.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a little plugged in depth to some of the instrumentation coming through on the radio. We hope it's sounding good out there for you. The drive home with the sunshine and the music, it's better. And it gets even better if you head on down to Girdwood tonight and catch Milo Matthews, who is back in town for a few dates. And he's been here for a long time as a veteran artist. Scurried off to Hawaii for a little while. You spent the summer in Germany. Mm-hmm. You're bringing these great licks with you. That was some wonderful playing.
Thank you.
So I see the term often when it comes to the bass playing, the versatility of a bass player, and people talk about your versatility. But what does versatility mean to you as a bass player? What does that imply?
I don't know. I've been looping music, and that was my versatility, playing in the subways a lot in Boston. So I didn't do a lot of looping. I used a delay pedal, and I just try to... To me, the versatility was trying to split up all the parts because, you know, didn't have a lot of band members, you know, that wanted to go out every day and busk in the subways. And so I just tried to fill up the gap by sectioning it off. Like when I did a delay, and then when the looping came out, not far after that, then it started to broaden my horizons.
And when did people start to really embrace looping as opposed to maybe when it first came out? Was it a bit taboo? And
it was taboo. People were, you know, they weren't getting it because they couldn't do it. It was a struggle for them. And it's like, yeah, there was a learning curve for me going down the subway every morning for 12 hours, you know, I had a lot of time to practice. But now it's taken off, and it's really helping musicians improve their timing, their soloing, their voicing. When they're playing, you know, I even see acoustic players have a little loop pedal
to help
carry them through chorus and verse.
And now you see folks like Arthur Lee Land and Keller Williams who are...
Yeah, I think Keller was one of the first to really bring it into the mainstream kind of feel. Yeah.
Jeez, it sounds fantastic, and it sounds good to hear it on the radio. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to share some more. So what can you play for us next?
I'm gonna play some new stuff. This is from a new release that's coming out at some point. Just working on it. I'm taking my time working on it. It's called Shapeshifter, and I'm gonna play the title cut. See what happens. Sleeps between the tree and the rock. I am the hawk that flies even though the wind won't stop. I am the wolf finding my way back to the pack. I am the cat that understands there's no turning back. I'm taking shape and shifting. I am the sun and the moon, caressing the land, the sea, bottom with the animal spirits to stay free, burning all the sage with no rage. You keep my heart out of the cage so I can play and achieve the truth. Integrity, clarity, can't you see so many ways for us to just be walking the razors as living the present tense. Taking my shape and shifting to a beautiful sense of life. I'm so tired of the stripes, I'm using the path of my insight. No doubt I'm all about filling the bowl of my peace pipe, taking a hit and passing it to ones who understand the animal spirits, get with it and just live it. You know why Mother Earth keeps on giving, Father Sky keeps caressing. I'm taking shape and I'm shifting. I never wanna be where I'm missing. Everything is such a blessing. Everything is such a blessing. In the blink of my eye,
I am the tiger sailing the seas with the life of Pi. I am the angel in the sun, just about to sing. I am the demon always laughing as I spread my wings. I'm taking shape and shifting.
Oh, great spirit, whose voice I hear in the winds, whose breath gives life to the world. Hear me. I come to you as one of your many children. I am small and weak. I need your strength and your wisdom. May I walk in here? Make my eyes airily home like the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things that you have made. And my ears sharp to hear your voice.
You're listening to Milo Matthews on the Alaska Music Spotlight, 90.3 KNBA. Glad to have him in studio, as for years this Alaskan musician has helped so many other Alaskan musicians get their music recorded and produced. And he's back in town. He'll be at the Silvertip tonight at 8 o'clock. You can catch up to his music by going to milomatthews.com, connection to some of the songs you're hearing tonight and the whole story of what is becoming a full career.
Yeah.
You're still here.
Yeah, I'm still here. I
mean, as we age.
Yes, and I have no plans on giving it up anytime soon. It's just been really, you know, there's been dark times and troubled times, and it just keeps rising above and above, and it's showing with my music and also with my adventures and connecting with other people to help them with their music. And that's the other part where it's giving back for me. It feels satisfying not just to play music in front of everybody, that's also giving, but to help others with theirs is giving back for me. And it's a joy. I love doing recording, which brings me to my... I was in Hope playing a couple of weeks ago, and Denali Cooks asked me if I wanted to do some recordings for them. And I said, of course. I've been dying to record these guys for years, and it just never panned together. And Andy Mullen just came up and said, hey. And so we went up to Larry Zarella's cabin in Talkeetna and locked ourselves up for 2 days and created some really great stuff. And since they liked it so much, they're putting me in charge with mostly most of their live show archives from this summer's tour. So it's going to be a double album that's going to be coming out sometime in the holidays. And it's great to be trusted with their material, and we just had a really great session. Just, you know.
Well, interestingly, I saw on your website too the artists that you worked with. I didn't know you worked with Pete from the Good Time Travelers.
Yes, Pete Karsunis. Yeah,
and
he's a great friend of mine.
And so you see, and it doesn't surprise me. He's a great guy, and mm-hmm. we love the Good Time Travelers. They were here at Salmon Fest.
Yeah.
But you might not think just by ear, if you're not a musician, if you're not in the music scene, you might not think that an artist like Milo Matthews would work so directly with a Nellie Clay, with that Americana sound, mm-hmm. with the Denali Cooks, even though there is that good bass line of theirs. Still,
yeah.
You wouldn't necessarily put that or even Pete together. So mm-hmm. how is that work with your sound marrying up with more roots Americana sounds?
Well, I just try to take a step back from myself. You know, in the beginning, of course, I was like, okay, I'm going to produce it because I hear it this way. So I felt like when I was producing somebody else, I was actually producing me. And then I started to learn, I think Nelly was the first to really, I was like, okay, I can't put my signature on this. I really have to step back and let them do what they need to do. And that's what a good producer does. And, you know, gives good suggestions, ideas that they may not have to inspire them to grow. And I don't know if you, this whole tour I started last month, my whole soundtrack of driving back and forth across the state has been Nelly Kley's new album with the Lucky Dogs. Really superb album. I was just, and I say that because of her growth, and also I have a personal, you know, experience with her, and she's grown. And that's, you know, I like to think I had something to do with that to help, you know, shape her and bring her to another place. And I've seen it in a lot of artists who come in the studio for the first time and go, oh man, you know, it's like I played these songs for 20 years, but I never made a CD. And they start to change and evolve. You know, once these songs get on recordings, then I see them, you know, letting that project go and start going to new projects instead of regurgitating the same material.
That could be your safe zone. Yeah. Let me just do what I know, that way it's comfortable.
Yeah.
And you step in and they might fear, but then you proved that, no, mm-hmm. I'm here to let you be you.
Yeah.
And I try to that's keep a good it, yeah. lifting off point.
A nice, happy environment, you know. And it's like they're not counting the clock. You're not feeling all stressed out. If they are, then, you know, I just guide them along and just hold space for them.
Well, certainly many Alaskans have benefited from Milo's participation because he likes working with folks.
That's
so
right.
So working with the Denali Cooks currently on working their material, and that's exciting to hear that they've got something to release maybe later this fall, maybe before the end of the year.
Yeah.
We have a show tonight featuring Milo Matthews, 8 o'clock at the Silvertip, and that's something you're encouraged to head on down south and enjoy. We've got about, 5, 6, 7 minutes before we should dive back into the World Cafe, so let's make sure we get another track in before we head on out for the weekend. What have you got for us now?
We'll do something really quick. I was going to do another track off the new CD. Oh, yeah, why not? I'm just going to experiment and see what comes out.
To her favorite bowl as she talks about life. She wears all the colors and her skin illuminates under the full moonlight. She's so beautiful. She's so beautiful. She takes me in her arms and says that everything's gonna be alright. she tells me everything evolves around this great big circle of life. She's so beautiful. She's so beautiful. Goddess supreme. Goddess supreme. Goddess supreme. She is the mother, opening, giving us sustenance in this material life. She has the power that everyone feels, and I feel it much to my heart's delight. She's so beautiful. She's so beautiful. Twin flames cleansing our souls together. I feel her essence, and I will keep on feeling it for the rest of my life. She's so beautiful. She's so beautiful.
Interesting.
It's Milo Matthews live in studio. You know, that's the way I like it, though, and the way I remember it. It's always moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's always moving. That bass is always going somewhere, and you just ride it.
Yeah,
that's a good place to be.
Yeah, it's a good place to be.
Well, we enjoy the music. I hate to say it, but we got to close up shop for a Friday afternoon and let you hit the road and get down to Girdwood mm-hmm. in time to
Much
entertain
gratitude.
The folks down there.
Many thanks, Alaska. It's been really fun, and we'll see you sometime down the road.
So after the Silver Tip gig, you're kind of
yeah, it'll
out.
Be my last show.
You'll be back, of course.
Yeah
we know
course.
That.
Yes, I'll be back.
Well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
The music is found online at milomatthews.com, where
mm-hmm.
you can get all the information and
yeah.
connect to the tunes themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking to maybe hook up with Milo and have him produce some of your records,
yes.
go to the website as well.
Give me a call.
And let's keep that tradition going. Thanks again. You've been listening to the Alaska Music Spotlight on 90.3 KMBA. For a full program guide of all the great shows on KMBA, go online to kmba.org. Thank you for your membership support of 90.3 KMBA. Music matters.